Springfield's News Talk, FM 104.1 KSGF. I am Nick Reed. We have Author of the Week coming up. Sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. Our author is David Limbaugh. His latest book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. So we'll have that in just a couple of moments. Don Luzader now with the latest news update.
Good morning. Don't be surprised to be sitting at some stoplights in Springfield longer than you used to. City traffic engineers are changing the timing of lights based on the time of the day and traffic patterns, especially on major roads like Sunshine, National, and Kansas Expressway. It's all part of easing congestion for your commute. They say you can help as well by paying attention when the light changes to green so you don't cause backups that waste the time of yourself and other drivers. Missouri conservation officials are asking the public for help identifying poachers who killed an elk down in Carter County on Monday and left it to rot. The agency says it is the sixth elk killed by poachers in the past several years. The chief of the Protection Division says investigations into each of those shootings are continuing. A judge has upheld the University of Missouri's ban on carrying concealed guns on the campus there in Columbia. A judge rejected the arguments from Missouri's Attorney General that the ban violated the state's constitution. He also said the ban supports the university's interest in promoting safety on its campuses. The case began when a law professor sued because he wanted to keep a firearm in his locked vehicle. And that is the latest news.
The KTTS First Alert Forecast, sponsored by St. Clair of the Ozarks Home Improvements. Showers, thunderstorms today, this morning. Temperatures continuing to rise through the morning until they peak out around 60, then they'll fall to around 50 during the remainder of the day. Showers overnight tonight with a low of 37, a 40% chance for rain tomorrow. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high of 45, and Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 46. It is going to be a bit warmer on Sunday with some sun and a high of 56. 58 and some area rain causing some traffic snafus, so you want to be sure to be careful with that. Don Carricker, iwantagreathomeloan.com. One of the very important factors in buying a home is making sure that you have that pre-qualification letter. Homes are going pretty quickly. We're still talking about a market where houses sometimes are on the market less than a day and they go. That means that if you find that home, you say, yep, I'm willing. I know I can pay that, but I haven't gotten pre-qualified yet. I got to go down to my bank. You may miss out on it. Somebody can come by hours later. And they, too, can make an offer. And they say, oh, well, I'm already pre-qualified. Done deal. So you want to make sure you have that process done. And it all starts at iwantagreathomeloan.com. And I want to mention, I was actually on that site earlier today because somebody had called asking for Don's phone number. And I thought, well, off the top of my head, I don't know it. So I went to iwantagreathomeloan.com to find it. And I oftentimes fail to mention how many resources are there available to you outside of just getting set up for a home loan. So, you know, even if you're just thinking about it, it's not simply a site to get that process started, but there's a lot of information that is there that can help you in a number of capacities. So I encourage you just to visit the site, iwantagreathomeloan.com, because you do. Here's Bailey with traffic. I'm Nick Reed. Author of the Week, always, sponsored by ABC Books, North Glenstone, just south of Kearney. You need anything when it comes to books, stop by. They're going to take care of you. Great people there at ABC Books and making it possible for us to interview an author of the week. And every week we try to have someone that we think has got a great book. You may be of interest to you. And then not only do we, of course, have the interview, we keep these archived at KSGF.com so that when you do finish up a book, and I know a lot of you'll get on social media and say, looking for a new book to read. Any recommendations? And so people throw out random things. But at KSGF.com, the Author of the Week section, you can go there and actually see the books and then listen to interviews with the author talk about those books. So you get a little more insight and information and hopefully better help make a decision as to whether or not that's a book for you. So we've got that at KSGF.com. Guilty by Reason of Insanity is our book, and we've actually had on this show before our Author of the Week, David Limbaugh, and he is a lawyer, nationally syndicated columnist, political commentator, and also author of the number one best-selling Crimes Against Liberty, in which we had as our Author of the Week book once before. Want to thank you for being with us. And from Cape Girardeau, which is where I was born, so just on the other side of the state. I really appreciate you being with us this morning. And this isn't covered in the book because it's unfolding as we speak. But this week, you know, talk about insanity. I mean, you watch these hearings and the headlines are the exact opposite of the reality that's going on. It is insanity.
Yes. Thanks for having me on, Nick. It is totally crazy. And but the country is so polarized that those of us who think it's crazy are met with equal force by those who think we're crazy. So what are you going to do?
Right. You know, and that brings up something to ponder. I saw the headlines yesterday, Lemon over there at CNN saying that people that don't believe all of this stuff against Trump, they have a mental problem. And I wonder to myself, do these people, do they really believe that? And how is that possible? Because if you just look at facts, and that's all that you look at, it's clear what is going on here. I mean, how is it that they become that way?
Well, first place, let me just say, so the audience isn't totally in the dark, I'm not sure if without understanding the subtitle, they'll know what my book's about. The book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. So what I'm really saying is the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, has become a wholly owned subsidiary of the extreme radical left, and they are now taking positions that are totally unrecognizable by the framers of this country and would lead us in a direction that would destroy this nation, its prosperity, and its liberty. And the mainstream of the Democratic Party is taking these positions, and they, I think, have such a different vision for America that they're blinded by their goal, and the end justifies the means. They're blinded by their political agenda, and they hate Donald Trump. They hate him with a white-hot passion, and they have been determined to uproot him since he was first installed as president. And it doesn't matter. They're looking for any excuse to do it. They for 2 years, they used this Russia collusion hoax, and they paraded this on the media, their cohorts in the media, for 2 years, and they were wrong, and they couldn't produce a scintilla of evidence of Russian collusion with Trump to interfere with the election. And yet, instead of apologizing, they just pivot facilely to a new charge, which is Ukraine, and the very guy who lied about having empirical, objective, irrefutable evidence against Trump on Russia is not only punished but rewarded by leading this committee in this next witch hunt against Trump on Ukraine. And all of it is based on innuendo. It is a thin reed. Even if you believe everything they allege, it would not be enough to impeach, not even enough for a censure. It's not even wrong what he did. It may be distasteful to some people, but it is so complex, and there's so many misunderstandings about what occurred, what Trump's motives were, and all that. And they've just fabricated things. And now I think the entire the Democratic apparatus is kind of intoxicated by their mission, like Captain Ahab in Moby Dick. And so being so blinded and being so convinced that Trump is evil that they don't think it really matters if they have evidence. They know, they consider him a walking high crime and misdemeanor who must be removed. So whether they're right technically on the Ukraine thing doesn't matter to them. They just know that he has to get out. I heard Rachel Maddow last night on the debate asked one of the candidates, Democratic candidates, whether he or she would be willing to prosecute Trump criminally after he's out of office for some of his misdeeds. Now, what kind of vindictiveness would lead to that kind of question? Who cares what happens after? And if we're talking about the best interest of the country, why would she be focused on that? And that's where the left is today, that kind of thing.
We're talking with our author of the week, David Limbaugh, the book Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. The debate last night you mentioned, Elizabeth Warren talked about taxpayers being forced to pay for the wall to be taken down, which every time she make some sort of statement like that. I hope she becomes the nominee. But this almost obsession with flooding this country with people from outside this country, for some who are thinking individuals, they try to figure out why. I mean, they think, well, maybe it's for the vote. But you write about it. It's broader than that.
Listen, if you want to lecture us, Mr. Schiff, about the rule of law, and then you want open borders, you want judicial activism for judges to rewrite laws that they have no constitutional right, you want your presidents to issue lawless executive orders, you want things to be run by the administrative state, which is not accountable to the people, and you talk about the rule of law where you would flood our borders with people, with illegals, give them free health care, give them all kinds of benefits that the taxpayer would pay for, give them sanctuary cities to let them have immunity from prosecution for laws that they're breaking, and you disrespect our national sovereignty and our nation state itself, and you want to lecture us about the rule of law. That's nothing short of insanity, or you might call it hatred of the country, because you can't have a country. A country exists very long if you don't protect your borders. We have to have some order. We have to have some rule of law, some measure that allows us to take people in and become assimilated into our society, learn our language, learn our civics lesson, learn to appreciate the Constitution, become patriots who love this country and want to preserve it, because it is based on a unique idea that all people are created in God's image and entitled to equal dignity, equal opportunity, liberty. It's not based on equal outcomes. It's not based on these crazy ideas about racial consciousness and ignoring Martin Luther King's legacy of color blindness. These people stand against everything the framers stood for. So it's no surprise to me that they take these insane positions that they take.
We're talking with David Limbaugh, author of the week, the book Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. I remember a period of time when I first started paying attention to politics and the issue of abortion. And in the mid-90s, the Democrats' mantra was, rare. It should be safe and rare and in rare exceptions, and that they weren't pro-abortion, but they just, in rare instances, they thought that should be something. We've gone from that to where they celebrate abortions with T-shirts, even infanticide. How did that happen? Such a radical, barbaric evolution over such a period of time.
Well, they, as you said, they advocated for abortion being safe, legal, and rare. That became a mantra during the Clinton years, for sure. Now, I always wondered and asked, why would you want to make abortion rare if you believed that the unborn was just a clump of tissue,
right?
Just an unviable tissue mass? That was always a lie. That should have told you that was a lie. And they've come out and they've become more emboldened and finally admitted that they know that the unborn is a life. They can't deny it anymore with the advances in technology, 4D and all that kind of thing. And so they now admit that it's a life and still want to advocate killing the baby anyway, all the way up to the point of birth and beyond. And not just that, they want to celebrate it, as you say, by lighting up New York buildings with ghoulish pink and shouting their abortion with their T-shirts and having professors go around on universities talking about the actual moral goodness of abortion. Now, if that, let's just say at this point, insanity is a euphemism for evil, because that is the kind of level of evil that we haven't experienced since biblical times, when God ordered the Israelites to wipe out the Canaanites for their decadent, idolatrous, child-sacrificing society. This is scary how badly we have gotten. It's not the act. It's encouraging other people to sin. If you ever look at the Bible talking about sinning is one, but encouraging young people, encouraging other people to sin is a particularly egregious sin. This is what the Democrats are doing. They're promoting, affirmatively promoting evil. How can you support that? I saw Rachel Maddow talk about that last night on the debate too, questioning people about how important it was to preserve women's autonomy. See, this is what the big lie. They always have some seductive lie, whether it's that liberals are compassionate, that's why they're for socialism, when in fact socialism leads to enslavement and death during the 20th century of 100 million people. And that's why we say abortion is about protecting the dignity and autonomy of women. When it isn't, it's about killing an innocent unborn child. And so this is the kind of thing they do, is they deceive people into thinking that right position, the morally correct position, is wrong and evil, and their position is morally superior, and it is completely inverted, and I think it leaves people, you now have people in the LGBTQ movement forcing religious employers to hire LGBTQ and suppressing religious liberty. I just saw this on the news today. There is no live and let live with these people. They are completely intolerant and authoritarian. And if they get control, they will muzzle us. They will keep us from saying and what we want to say, and they will keep us from exercising our religious liberties. I'm telling you, it's happening. Yeah. They're declaring Christian scripture in many cases as hate speech. If I'm exaggerating, point out to where I'm exaggerating.
Final question for David Limbaugh, our author of the week on Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Thinking people, they'll watch these hearings, for example, and you get to the point, you think, well, you can't even have debate, you can't have discussion because they don't care about truth, they don't care about reality, and so it gives one a sense of hopelessness. How do the rational amongst us, how do we begin winning again in with that sort of opposition?
Well, we sure don't do it in the way that Chick-fil-A is doing it, which is cowering to the intimidation tactics. Now, after Chick-fil-A has been so good in leading the way in standing up for what it believes, it's been cowered and it refuses to now donate to one of the greatest charities that I contribute to, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, because it's supposedly anti-LGBTQ. And it's pro-Jesus Christ and pro-Scripture. So what we need to do is quit being afraid of our shadows. Stand up for what we believe. Believe in the truth. Stand up for the truth. And don't cower away from it and set an example for our kids that we don't have the courage of our convictions, and then go out and try to inform other people that they've been misinformed and deceived by the deceptive notions of socialism and the other crazy ideas on the left. And the purpose of this book is to get armed people on our side with ammunition, intellectual ammunition, to go out and take our case to the people. And I think we have to fight as hard as liberals and the left are fighting. They're on a job 24/7. They're relentless. They fight dirty. I'm not advocating that we fight dirty, but I am advocating that we realize that there is an existential struggle for the preservation of this country, and we have to get in this fight like it's real. That's why I appreciate what Donald Trump is doing, and that's why they hate him. That's one of the many reasons the left hates him. We just have to go out and take our case to the people, and I think we have an easier case to make than they do. Even though they've got seductively appealing ideas, the facts and logic and morals are on our side. We just have to be patient, one voter at a time, and convince them. And you look at the poop polls, by the way, they're showing that the everyday person is turned off by this impeachment. They see the excesses. They see the overstatements on the part of the Democrats. And I just think if we just stand up and show by example that we are not afraid to say what we believe, that maybe will provide an example that other people will then stand up for what they believe and stand up to this tyranny of political correctness, which is scary because it used to be that we just feared the government suppressing our liberties, and that gives rise to an encroachment on our constitutional rights that we could seek redress in the courts. Today, a lot of this suppression and this tyranny is coming from the private sector, big giant tech companies who are suppressing speech and getting away with it, and there's no state action, therefore you don't have any constitutional issues. And this oppressive power of the culture where people are afraid now to say what they believe. And liberals who stand up and say, I think this, Mark Duplass, an actor, said, I think Ben Shapiro, conservative, is a nice guy. Some of you fellow liberals ought to follow him. They savaged him on social media to the point where he had to apologize. Joe Biden said, my Vice President Mike Pence is a decent guy. Then all the left came out and said, he's not a decent guy. So Biden apologized. Kevin Hart, he's made these statements in the past. They savaged him, and he has to apologize. Deborah Messing, celebrated women. Yeah, we all have a vagina. It's a great thing. The transgender movement came out and savaged her because men have some women don't have vaginas, i.e. biological men who identify as women. Totally insane. They're oppressive. And we have to stand up and fight against them. Sorry for the run-on paragraph.
No, that's just fine. David Limbaugh, our author of the week, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Thank you. I really appreciate you being – I know how busy and how coveted your time is by so many people. So thank you for taking time out to talk with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And, of course, ABC Books, North Glenstone, always – making it possible for our Author of the Week interviews. I'm Nick Reed. Bailey Stroll with the latest traffic.